From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, you're listening to Idaho Matters, and I'm Gemma Gaudette. The life of a conservation officer is never dull. Enforcing wildlife law takes them to mountains, deserts, rivers, even the forest. And this is where they do everything from conducting population counts to working with biologists to catching and relocating wildlife, like alligators, which is exactly what they picked up from one Idaho resident just a few weeks ago. Joining us today to talk more about this wandering alligator is Southwest Regional Conservation Officer Matt O'Connell and Southwest Regional Supervisor Josh Royce. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thanks for having us, Gemma.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Josh, how often does your organization receive calls from Idaho residents asking for wildlife to be relocated?
It's not super common. It seems to be becoming increasingly common in the urban environments. A lot of new residents moving in that are moving into areas that are previously occupied by wildlife. We've always got raccoons and skunks and things under people's decks, and folks asking for our help in relocating those things, even to the point where we've been asked in the past, to remove deer and elk, herds of deer and elk, things like that. And we tend to try very hard to not move animals, but to encourage them to go elsewhere by removing whatever it is that's attracting them to that area. So in the case of the alligator, that's very rare.
Yeah. But I mean, Josh, I want to get back before we talk to the alligator. Let's talk a little bit, though, about, you know, I think how people do move into, you know, they're urbanizing areas that weren't urban before. And I think then, I mean, to then go ask for you to remove, you know, let's say deer or elk that have always grazed in that area. I mean, how do you deal with that, though? Because, I mean, in some regards, shouldn't we be sharing space with certain wildlife if we are going to build in areas where they have been first?
Yeah, well, it's a tightrope for sure. That's a difficult one. And we walk that tightrope on a daily basis all across the state. Every part of Idaho is habitat to some sort of critter, right? And so even the alfalfa fields that we, or the cornfields that we develop and turn into subdivisions, those are habitat for some sort of critter. And so, yeah, as we have this urban encroachment and the urban wildlife interface, certainly we see more encounters with other wildlife, deer and elk in yards, that bring predators down, et cetera. Those are all things we deal with very routinely. And yeah, we try to be sympathetic. So if somebody's got a deer or a group of deer that are damaging their landscaping, you know, obviously if the deer lived there prior to, we're sensitive to that. But at the same time, it's private property, and we try to be sensitive to the folks that are having their private property damaged by wildlife. And so we do what we can to help folks, usually help folks solve their own problem. And there's lots of different methods. And we have staff here that work really hard with private landowners to address those types of things, whether that's agricultural damage, elk in a alfalfa field or a cornfield, or deer eating rose bushes, or skunks and raccoons getting into garbage, and everything in between.
Okay, so I want to now talk about this alligator where you got the call from a few weeks ago. Matt, take us through this whole story, from getting the call to I guess capturing the alligator.
So Jim, I wish it was more exciting and awe-inspiring, but honestly, the folks that were walking their dog and heard the brush rustling, I would imagine they were quite amazed and possibly a little scared when they saw it was an alligator. They probably figured it was a raccoon or a squirrel or something more commonly found on an Idaho roadside. But yeah, they were able to pick it up safely. When we were contacted, it had spent a night the alligator had in a horse trailer, and it got down to about 40 degrees that night. So when Officer Merrick got there, he told me this morning, he honestly thought it was dead. It was so sluggish, eyes barely opening. But so he was able to secure it without a whole lot of fanfare, and took it into his custody, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it.
So with this alligator, I mean, it is not native to Idaho. I happened to live in Florida for 2 years, and you know, that's Florida country. I mean, that's gator country down in Florida. And you know, as you mentioned, Matt, you know, alligators can't survive once it gets to a certain temperature. I mean, they just can't. And so if these folks had not found this alligator, I mean, the alligator would have eventually died from the cold. So do you have any idea as to how this alligator got to New Plymouth? I mean, it is not native.
Yeah, no, is the short answer. We feel pretty confident that it didn't walk here. But certainly we don't know how it got here. I will say this is not the first alligator that we have dealt with. They tend to show up by people bringing them in illegally. It is illegal to import alligators into the state of Idaho without a permit. And for all the reasons that you just talked about and that we've kind of discussed here, those permits are not issued. That's not something that we want in Idaho. So they come in typically through the pet trade, which is in this case would be the illegal pet trade, and they grow and eventually they become not the greatest pets. And so we suspect that this one showed up much like the other ones that we have dealt with in the past. We get across the state one or two instances similar to this every year, unfortunately. And sometimes folks just turn them loose because they think that they'll make it on their own. And the fact is they won't. It's a pretty cruel thing to do. And that's why we discourage folks from importing animals such as this. And again, it is illegal. So we suspect it came in that way and was turned loose because it turned into a pretty poor house pet as it grew and probably outgrew its accommodations.
Oh, absolutely. So Josh, as Matt mentioned, you know, this usually comes in through illegal pet trade. Alligators are not the only non-native species that you end up in the wild in Idaho, where humans frankly just dump them because they no longer want them because maybe the animal has become dangerous or could be dangerous, like an alligator, because this alligator was small, but they can grow and they can you know, cause tremendous damage. I mean, death even. So if this happens, because it's going to continue to happen, Josh, what should someone do, even if they know it's illegal to have an animal like an alligator?
Yeah, it's a great question, Jim. So the big picture here for this is the Idaho Department of Fish and Game takes a pretty strong stance across the board. This is dealing with hunting and fishing violations, possession and importation issues. We take a really strong stance that we reward honesty. And in this instance, we would rather have somebody contact us to work through how we might take care of this animal or find a final disposition for this animal or whatever the animal is. While it is illegal to possess, we very much reward honesty. And in those instances, that's taken into account when we're making a decision about criminal charges, potential criminal charges. And so when somebody brings that to our attention, we'd much rather have them come to us. We'd like to incentivize that versus releasing it into the quote unquote wild. And have that animal suffer an inhumane death. And I don't want to pull the wool over anybody's eyes here. When these things come in, they're, as you mentioned, they're very common in other parts of the country. So they're hard for us to find a home for. And they're not really wanted in the zoo trade or the zoos because they're so common. There's not a lot of demand for them. And so unfortunately, oftentimes the final outcome for these animals is that they have to be euthanized. And that's unfortunate. We don't like that outcome any more than anybody else does. And so that's, again, why we really encourage folks, don't bring these types of things into Idaho. Other aspects, not just alligators, but other animals, even as seemingly innocuous as a goldfish, turned out into a pond. We have lots of examples where ponds in Idaho that otherwise had species that were available for people to recreationally fish became overrun with goldfish. And that, you know, every animal has its ecological niche. And when you put another animal into that niche, it alters how that species, that native species or more desired species, can exist in that niche. And so for all of those reasons, releasing critters into the wild is never a good idea. And it is, that in and of itself is illegal as well, for good reason. And so we always encourage folks to bring them to us.
Even if it's a goldfish, it's illegal to go dump them in a pond. And people may not know that.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And we've had instances where we've had to utilize a poison called rotenone to completely kill off a pond to get rid of the goldfish to reestablish a fishery that was overrun by goldfish. And that's hunters and anglers dollars that we're having to utilize to do that.
So what other non-native species have ended up in the wild, Matt, that you and your colleagues have had to rescue, basically, because humans have left them out there?
Yeah, so through the years, Gemma, we've seen snapping turtles. We've seen any number of exotic snakes, both venomous and non-venomous. We had a bit of a wild boar scare at one point, but we think those were successfully eliminated. Larger alligators, and even fish that are native to North America, like walleye, which we try to manage in a certain number of waters. Josh kind of talked about this. We've had some illegal placement of walleyes into some of our area reservoirs. They're not designed for the type of areas they're getting released into, and they're a predatory fish and can wreak havoc with the ecosystem that is in balance within that reservoir. So any number of things, I think whatever the human imagination can come up with, people have probably brought it to Idaho.
Mm-hmm. So Josh, once again, if someone has an animal that is, that is not native, that is illegal, like this alligator was, they really should contact Fish and Game if they can no longer care for this animal.
Correct. Yeah, I think the first order of business is don't bring it into Idaho.
Well, right.
And if it does end up here and we're in a situation where it's what do I do with it now, certainly give us a call and we will help work through that process. We do not, the worst case scenario is to release it. That's bad for the individual animal. It almost always has a poor outcome for that animal, and it could be catastrophic for native species that occupy that niche. So we absolutely would prefer to have a phone call, and we'll work through that. And we have many times. But again, the first order of business is don't bring them into Idaho. They're not designed or suited for Idaho. And for those reasons, it is illegal to import them. And if folks have a question about it ahead of time, please give us a call. We'd be happy to have a chat ahead of time so we can clarify that.
Well, because some people may not know, frankly, what's illegal and what's not, right? I mean, if you can buy it on the internet, they might think that, well, it's, I shouldn't have been able to buy it. So they may not know. I mean, giving people the benefit of the doubt that it is illegal.
Yep, exactly. There are things that you can purchase in southern states and other states that you can purchase online and have it delivered to your house that's perfectly legal. And it's not super deleterious to that environment. And there are things in Idaho and our surrounding states that absolutely are illegal for good reason to import. And yet you can still purchase them. And so, you're exactly right. A lot of times folks just don't know and don't intend to violate the law. And so, again, all the more reason that we incentivize folks to be honest and chat with us about it. And we'll do what we can to help them through that.
So, Matt, what do we know what ended up happening with this alligator?
So we have a third party that is housing the alligator for us now. It is safe and well taken care of, and we're trying to find a more permanent home for it somewhere. Haven't had any takers yet that I know of, but we're still working on it.
All right. Well, I really appreciate this conversation. I mean, I think it's always one of those anomalies, right? When something like this makes the news, but it's also a chance for education, I think, as well, so that people know not to do this, and if it does happen, what to do.
Yep, absolutely. These are the things that take us aback when they make the news. Things that we do, maybe not alligators every day, but on a daily basis. And then all of a sudden, before we know it, it's in the news. And we always seem to be a little bit surprised by that. So,
yeah. Well, it's a little surprising to see an alligator in Idaho. I don't miss alligators in Florida for so many reasons. So yeah, happy to keep them out of Idaho. We have been talking with Idaho Fish and Game Southwest Regional Conservation Officer Matt O'Connell and Southwest Regional Supervisor Josh Royce about an alligator, but also other native species that come into Idaho and can wreak havoc. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks, Gemma. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.